For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Another year is ending. Another one begins. What will we do with 2007? To kill the drug war monster. The drug war is a monster created from malformed parts, a la Frankenstein. We seek your help in destroying this monster. I am a former cop and a current member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Our website, leap.cc. This eternal war on certain molecular combinations functions to empower cartels, terrorists, and violent gangs. The symptoms of drug war include overdose deaths, increasing numbers of AIDS and hepatitis C cases, and our children having easy access to drugs. Violent crime is rising because we insist law enforcement officers continue to spend tens of millions of man-hours looking under car seats, digging through car trunks, and rifling through ashtrays looking for high school Harry's bag of stash. More than 50% of law enforcement, court time, and prison beds are allocated to drug users and sellers. Our prisons are increasingly filling up with drug cases, so we make room via the early release of violent criminals back into our neighborhoods. Each year we arrest 1.65 million of our fellow citizens for having bags of plant products in their possession. Each year we spend $40 billion, some say as high as $125 billion per year, in trying to squelch the flow of recreational drugs into and around our nation. Truthfully, these efforts have only succeeded in creating job opportunities within the black market in drugs, the world's largest multi-level marketing organization. According to the United Nations, the black market in drugs has yearly revenues of $400 billion. In the U.S., we play Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. In Latin America and Afghanistan, by way of the drug trade, they play Who Wants to Be a Billionaire. Perhaps we should consider why, in the land of the free and home of the brave, we, the people of the United States, are the least willing to embrace the truth that drug abuse is bad, but that drug prohibition is significantly, obviously, worse. The downside to ending drug prohibition means that for a short time we might have more adult drug users dabbling to see what all the fuss is about. But at least they will not have to buy drugs made by amateurs, cut with everything from rat poison to laxatives, and they'll be able to call for assistance should they make a wrong choice. But perhaps the biggest plus we will realize from ending prohibition is that we will then have plenty of prison beds to hold violent criminals and ample room to hold those who would sell drugs to our children. The only way to kill the drug war monster is by ending drug prohibition. Please visit the website of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, leap.cc. For the whole Drug Truth Network, this is Dean Becker wishing you a safe, happy, and prosperous New Year.